My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we talk more about Western Union. And then more importantly, we discuss socks. So listen and enjoy.
We were talking. They wanted me to send them questions, and then they would respond back with written statements. I don't want that. I don't want that. I want real answers. Now it's radio silence. We'll do the story without them. I don't care. Hey, let's be honest. Let's be honest. Where have you seen Western Union on any of these shows, whether it's Dateline or 2020? Or where have you seen Western Union come out on any of these shows and defend themselves? A week before we cover it, whenever we cover it, I will reach out to them one more time, and I will inform them that we are covering it, and it's their opportunity to be on or not be on. It does not matter to me. I don't need to justify myself to Western Union. They're the ones that people hate. They're the ones that really could be doing more. You know, I want to give them an opportunity to tell the world what they are doing, what they do well, what some of their successes are. I was going to give them that opportunity. They don't want to do it. That's fine.
Well, right, and like I said, and for us, if you go to them, you know, like you did, you go to them, look, you know, there's a whole perception of this. We want you to come on the show. But I'm telling you right now, if you don't, we're going to go forward, and we're going to tell the side of our story, and you can make all the prepared statements you want. We're coming out, we're telling your founding. You got a chance to come on and totally give your side of the story. And you do, that's great. You know, well, we're forging ahead. Now, if I got an email like that, and I was in the public relations...
I've sent that, Joe. I've sent it a bunch of times to them. I've spoken on the phone with the woman.
Right. Then that's their problem, because let me tell you something. If I was that woman, I would go on and try to defend the accusations that they have, or maybe go on with a lawyer or something like... At least have contact with, you know what, they're going to try to defuse this, because things go viral on the web. You know, and if this goes viral on the web, it's going to look very bad for us. You know, speaking as Western Union, it's going to look very bad for us. So I better call in on this show and start answering some questions. I mean, when you look into people coming on and answering questions, the whole thing was Surf Easy. When we started the Surf Easy thing, we caught flack. Well, you're just pushing this and you're pushing that. That gentleman came on and answered every question in depth that you had, a lot of them in depth that you had, and got total credibility from people, you know, people that follow our show, from us. So it makes a world of difference. Where if you have something that you know that you're not doing, or a product that you have, and you come on and you answer questions intelligently to the point, it totally vindicates you. And shame on Western Union for not wanting to do that.
All right, we'll cover that when we cover that story. We got a lot of stories to get to before then. Let's finish up with this March 12th, and then we got to get out of here. Want to do a little bit more of this segment, but we're just going to get through this day. All right. So she goes, you know, letting me know about my whereabouts is better than keeping her in the dark. I go, I understand, but at the moment I did not have time. I'm sorry if I upset you. She goes, it's okay, I understand you. I go, it is tense here, and I just don't want that to affect what we have. She goes, okay, but where did she go? She wasn't there for some time. I go, she was out and then came home. I never know when she's coming and going. She goes, doesn't she tell you where she is going? I go, babe, she does not report to me. I don't even know where you go all the time, and you love me.
Really?
Nice.
She goes, I tell you when I leave home, but if you say so. I go, don't take it that way. I mean, I have no idea what you do all day, nor do I ask you. She goes, you can ask, and I will tell you. It's okay for you to ask, and I will tell you what I did have. No problem with that. I go, okay, doll. This distance between us just makes me a bit nuts. She goes, I get you. That's why I try very hard to video chat with you, so at least it can bridge that distance a bit. You got to give her that. We did video chat a couple of times.
Yeah.
Yeah, according to this.
Yeah, but, you know.
Oh, whatever, Joe. That's a big no-no in the scammer handbook.
I know, but basically it looked like who was that fellow that was there at in the background there?
Cousin Ishmael.
All right, Ishmael. All right, so we got that. Now, you know, if you get this next chat without Ishmael or anybody being around, or with the perception of being around, that's more of a stride than what you had.
You know what? That's what I hate about you, Joe. Every time there's a line and we cross it, you move the line. You're like Bill Belichick. You're always whining.
God damn it all. There's been a benefit of the doubt to the last story that we had. This is what the show's all about. that benefit of the doubt, giving the benefit of the doubt, or that little red herring that we got to dispel. That one thing we got to dispel. And it's the same thing that we've been discussing for the past hour, that little dispel. You get that chat, and you want it as much as we all do. You get that chat without Ishmael or some other character there, then we got some credibility.
I do not like you. I do not like you questioning my girlfriend. You heard her say.
You've been hitting the Manischewitz while we're not there, huh?
You heard my beautiful Belinda say that she wants me to marry her.
I understand that.
Now, in her defense,
don't forget the gold.
In her defense, as Agnes, she said, I love you very quickly. But as Belinda, she waited for the proposal.
Oh, you got to start from scratch as a new person?
Yes! Yeah, it's a clean slate.
I say.
As they always say, forget that. Let's not talk about that.
It's a relationship where you try to make up stuff, and you go, let's not bring up the past. And if you have a fight, you're bringing up the past. You know? So let's not bring up the past. Let's make a fresh start.
No backs.
All right. So I say, I know. I see you, but I want to hold you. I want to hold your hand. I want this to be real. But right now, everything is on hold. I have to go in like 5 to 10 minutes to help my daughter with her homework. She goes, okay, should I let you go? Don't want to keep our little princess waiting.
Oh.
I go, you are sweet, and you are my big princess, smiley's face. And she smiles back. I go, what time will you be around tomorrow? She goes, 3 p.m. my time. 3 p.m. my time. Will you be going somewhere? She goes, I go, I will try to be around for you. I have things to do, like go to the gym, but I always want to speak with my beautiful Belinda. Guess I better get going. Those spelling words aren't going to spell themselves.
You want to sway me? I want you to get a P.O. box. I want them damn socks. I want the damn socks. I walk in, I see socks from Ghana. All right. Maybe, you know.
Why? You just want to steal them to replace the ones you lost.
If I can.
I might be eyeing those things up, too.
Nobody gets my socks.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.